Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Pam Boyd, Executive Director at the United Way of Eastern Utah. Pam, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for taking the time today.
Well, thanks for having me over, and it's Angel Tree time.
That it is. We're going to be talking Angel Tree today, everything to do with it, its purpose, applications, how to give to it. We're going to be covering it all today. So, Pam, let's start off with just a brief overview of what the Angel Tree is.
Well, the Angel Tree program is the simple idea that every kid should enjoy a Merry Christmas. And so this is a way that the community can step forward and make that happen. And, you know, United Way is about mobilizing the caring power of community. That's our mission, right? Angel Tree is such a great example of this. This is the way that the community mobilizes to make sure every kid gets to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, and let's kind of talk about the importance behind this, because you guys at United Way have done so much for our community, that whether it be the shoe drive, the Day of Caring, you guys are always out trying to help better the community. Now, why is the Angel Tree important to you?
Okay, well, Angel Tree, United Way serves as the clearinghouse for Angel Tree. And that means all the applications come to us, and we do a little bit of vetting. We just check ID to make sure that people who are applying are who they say they are, and we do some information about income qualifications. And a lot of people think that maybe their income is too much to qualify. You know, it kind of depends on how many kids there are in the family and what they're making. So it's not just restricted to people who are getting assistance. You know, you should call up and we can tell you if you qualify. And then after we've done this vetting, we send the applications out to sponsors in the community. People like the Clampers, who are amazing, and Eastern Utah Community Credit Union takes on a bunch of angels, and just different businesses, different groups. They take on these families then and buy for these kids and deliver these presents.
And then let's talk a little bit about the application process. How would a family go about applying to be a part of the Angel Tree?
Well, a couple of easy ways to get an application, and one of them is online on our website, which is uweu.org, and you hit the little Angel Tree button and it'll take you to a place that you can download the application. And then they're also available at our office, which is room 105 at Price City Hall. You know, if I'm not there, they're on a clipboard on the door, so you can grab an application. And the deadline to return them is November 22nd. Understand that that's early. Understand that's coming up fast. But a lot of those sponsors like to Black Friday shop because they have a lot of kids. And so it just makes it easier for the sponsors to get the names earlier.
And then let's talk a little bit about some of the guidelines for the application process. We talked about it a little bit beforehand, a little earlier in this interview. But what kind of guidelines can people who are applying for this expect?
Well, you know, the number one thing is that you need to have the application, and you have to have the application, and you have to have it signed. And the application download, you know, details all the information that you need, the supporting information that you need to have a complete application. And it includes information about each child on the back. And I can't stress this enough. It's important to have that information be legible because we have to put it into a computer database. And if we can't read it, we can't do that. But it includes, you know, the child's name and their clothing sizes, their shoe sizes, a book they want, a couple of wishes. And so it's comprehensive information for your kids.
And then let's kind of switch directions. We were talking about how to participate in it from, you know, the receiving perspective. Now, if there are people out there listening right now who want to give to the Angel Tree, how can they do that?
Oh, there's great ways to give to the United Way, to the Angel Tree program. I'd say number one is go to the Christmas Tree Regalia shop at the old Sears building. And then that's, you get a shop and then they have angel trees set up. So you can grab, you know, two or three angels, you know, buy for two or three kids or two or three presents versus, you know, taking on a whole family. You can also do that at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. I will set up an angel tree at Price City Hall. And so people can just come in and get those angels, and then you return the gifts you purchase with the tag on the outside of it. And then the sponsor will they'll put the information like the kid's name on a gift card. But you will just, the tags just say, you know, boy age 7, size 4 shoes, you know, and that, and so that, you know, they don't give too much family information out there.
And then you mentioned you could potentially adopt an entire family. What's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be just to call my office, which is 435-637-8911, or email me at liveunited@uweu.org.
Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Oh, this is a great program. I hope everybody applies that needs it, and I hope that everybody that wants to share the wealth signs up to a sponsor. So thank you to the community for the wonderful sponsors that we have for this event, and looking forward to the holiday season.
Well, Pam, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Pam Boyd, Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, and we were talking about the Angel Tree. Applications for that are due on November 22nd. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.